And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So there's some warnings this morning about Ozempic and Mounjaro and stuff like that. They're saying that because it's this drug that's fairly new as well, and they're kind of watching it as people continually use it, and they're sort of watching it for different signs and things to look out for. And they're saying if you do have, you know, suicidal thoughts or your mental health changes dramatically whilst you're using these drugs, speak to your GP about that. So that's what you're going to hear a lot about today. But also, it's just, I just saw a photo of Amy Schumer this morning, and she is the skinniest I've ever seen her. Okay. Now, I get it. Like, I don't know how to approach this because I don't want to comment on people's bodies and what they're doing with their bodies and everything, but I'm just finding it really, really hard at the moment, and I'm in my head a lot at the moment. I just want to be honest about it because seeing this photo of Amy almost made me flip a table because I feel like I'm that 16-year-old girl again watching TV, reading Dolly, where everyone is a size 6.
Yeah.
And there is no difference of bodies, and everyone is just, it's all about being the skinniest everyone can possibly be. And I thought that we were over that. And I'm starting to feel this a lot again. And it's been over the past year, but it is ramping up, especially for Christmas and stuff. Because I find Christmas quite stressful. Right? It's because my brain is not made for all the stress, right? And I find it quite stressful. But it's like, this is all wrapped up in that too. And you've got Lizzo that has lost a bunch of weight. Meghan Trainor looks unrecognizable. Oprah's in Australia. She's the skinniest she's ever been. Like Jelly Roll completely looks different. I get it because of health concerns, right? Obviously people are losing weight for a better life and to be healthier and
more
all this.
More active,
you know, live longer and everything. So that's amazing. And people have not been able to lose this weight and they're using these drugs. And how amazing is that they get to have this life that they feel better and everything. So that's all wrapped up in there too. So I feel very confused about what I'm trying to outlay here. But just seeing Amy Schumer this morning, just, it broke something in me, man. Like I just feel like the stress of being that teenager again, where everything is just about how skinny people can be, and it's skinny is back in a big way. And you can, people can be like, no, it's all, nah. This is what is getting pushed to us for every celebrity and everything again. Where is the body
positivity
sort of gone? Of the last 5 years, where's that gone?
I think with the rise of the Mounjaros and the Ozempics, it's like a silver bullet. So all of a sudden it's super easy. You just have to stay on this thing, and it's making it so easy for people. So it's not a healthy way, I don't think. And I don't want to yuck anyone's yum and make anyone feel bad for doing what they're doing, because again, I've not been in that position. I've not had weight that I couldn't shift before. I know that hangs over people's lives in every, like it affects every facet of their life. Whatever they can do to change themselves, improve themselves, make themselves feel better about themselves, by all means, go for it. And it is, it's a double-sided thing.
It is. And because also it's sort of this, when do people stop? And now if you're noticing, oh, people lose weight, you know, whatever. Once again, commenting on people's bodies. This is why it's such a grey area. And I know I sound very confused at the moment. But it's just like you see these celebrities, and it's not that they're lost some weight and they're looking healthy and strong or whatever. They're looking gaunt.
Yeah.
Thin. Really, really thin. And if that's how they look on a computer screen, like in real life, there's been certain celebrities that I've seen in real life and I'm like, whoa. Like I knew that you were thin, but you are thin. And there's nothing wrong with being thin if that is your natural body type and everything. And that's why it's so hard to talk about, because I don't want anyone to feel shame. But I'm just saying I'm noticing it a lot, and my brain is like starting to think like thin. And I hate it.
Yeah, but I bet you're not the only one. But what it appears to have done is it's moved the goalposts in terms of what the expectation is, and what, like, what's normal and what looks normal. It's
and what's
moving
in.
Back to that really skinny body shape. Yeah. And then if that's what you're being bombarded with, you being healthy and being the healthy version of yourself and being active and looking the way you, whatever you, whatever that looks like,
yeah,
that is maybe going to be, you're still going to look at yourself in the mirror and go, oh, but I'm not that. And that's what everyone should be, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah. And that's why I just, I don't know. It's just feeling very, I want to go back to where it's like, hey, here's the diversity of bodies and here's, just because you're this weight doesn't mean that you aren't strong and healthy and fit and whatever. Yeah, you don't exactly have to be a size six to be a certain way. It's just, I don't know, thoughts and feelings. You know me, I don't articulate them well, even though it is my job to do it.
You do.
I'm just having a lot of feelings at the moment.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen because I'm quite heavily medicated, so I don't know what to do with them.
Love. Love what you see in the mirror. And if you don't love what you see in the mirror, then do what you want to do to change it. But don't base that on what you see on the telly.
Yeah,
or,
yes. You know, very good point.
In pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Got a lot of thoughts and feelings about this one. On the weekend, Jimmy and I opened up our house in Ocean Grove to a couple of couples for the Queenscliff Music Festival. And we thought, you know, please enjoy yourselves. Like, how nice. You don't have to travel too far. You can catch the bus back to OG and just have a really good time. It turns out that they've alluded to the fact that they may have had a better time than what I set out for them to have. And
I love the thought of coming home to you. I mean, if this doesn't get you going.
Well, I left out the Simply Red vinyl, and I feel like it may have been my fault.
I think it is.
Well, I wasn't thinking that they enjoy themselves too much, but it seems that when you've been at a music festival day and you reconnect with your other and you're in a comfy bed and you're in, you know, the sights and sounds and smells of Ocean Grove, it's beautiful and you relax maybe a little too much in your friend's bed.
Well, you didn't think it was going to be a problem by putting out the Simply Red album because you thought it was a rule that when you're at a friend's house, there's no...
What?
That's the one.
Well, I just thought Airbnbs, hotels, victimless crime. You don't
fair
know
game.
Them,
fair game.
Right? Yeah. Friend's house.
Yeah. Friend's house is.
You've got to look him in the face.
Yeah.
And I wash those sheets on 60. Let me tell ya.
And the rest. Does it do 90? Does it go up to 90?
I just...
What about 180?
What's the rule? Because I don't want to be not fun, but I'm not. So anyway, 5223-2955, Michelle from Armstrong Creek. Are you allowed to do that at your friend's house?
That would be a big fat no.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. If I agree with you. Like, if it's an Airbnb, if it's a hotel, you know, you don't know who they are, whatever, that's fine. That's kind of, you know, what it's for a cheeky weekend away.
Yeah.
But if you're staying at a friend's place, they've been nice enough to open it up to you. Mm. The hospitality, Simply Red, come on, beautiful. Yeah. You just, there's some lines you just don't cross, and I'm sorry, but the bed... No.
Isn't that half the fun, Michelle?
Oh, half the fun of going away, I agree, but not at your friend's house.
Yeah.
No, no, it's a little bit too far.
Does it matter if the friend is there or not in the house? Like, if they're down the hallway.
I wasn't home.
No, she wasn't there.
Neither
so,
was
you know,
Jimmy.
Out of sight, out of mind.
No, because now it's actually tainted Loggy's mind.
Thank you.
It really has. Yes. You know Loggy so well, Michelle. She spent the whole 24 hours since she found out thinking about it. It's
oh,
so funny.
I have. I'm like, you know, I wash the walls and now I'm like, do I have to wash them again? Like,
do you know what's amazing? I was there when it sort of started unfolding and then so I've gone to Loggy. I've gone, well, what about the bathroom, mate? And so knowing full well that then you would then go home and clean the bathroom as well.
I
it's
know.
Like, how many parts of her house can I make her clean?
Seriously.
Amazing, amazing. All right, thank you, Michelle. Ed's in St. Albans Park. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, young Bo. Good morning, panel. Cameron and Lauren.
Thank you. Before we get your thoughts, sorry, Ed, can we get a bit of... Let's get in the vibe.
Yes, they did.
No, well, no, but don't give it all up for me, Ed. Thoughts?
Okay. My thoughts are, as we're friends and you've opened your house to me, I believe that me and my black member will be doing some Barry White action in your apartment.
I don't know where you go from there. Except to say, you'll never come to my house ever.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tommy, I can guarantee you've got one at your house. Mm-hmm. And Log, you've got one at your house. Everyone has this at their house. But I've finally decided to do a little bit of an audit on this particular area of our house because I've had enough of the what it's become and how ridiculous it is. Mm. I am talking about the junk drawer. The drawer that is somewhere in your kitchen or in your pantry where everything goes. Okay? Ours sits... So we've got...
Here we go.
We've got a
We've got 3 inches of marble.
Yeah.
From Kathmandu. Yeah. Where do they get marble
24
from?
Carat handle. Yeah, right. On the
right. And then you open that.
Mm. No, so where the
soft closing door too, by the way.
Absolutely.
With a separate floating cutlery door inside.
And it opens when you go like this.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That would be sick. Coffee machine, so it's a busy sort of corner, and then below the coffee machine.
Well, that's annoying. The guy has to get out of the way every time you want to get into the drawer.
And then they've got the sourdough starter underneath that.
The barista.
Maker. Fresh focaccia again for you, Mr. Lee.
We've got the drawer that then sits below that where just everything seems to get placed where you don't know where to put it. And I get that somewhere in the house you need a spot where you just put stuff that might need that at some stage.
Extra $100 bills.
Well, funny you should say that. There is some money in this store.
Yes, really.
Just random cash.
Well, really random cash. So I went through. Now, this is only scraping the surface. I couldn't do an audit on every single item because it's just too full on. It is so jam-packed. It is the point where I'm like, Dodsy, I'm going to actually take the whole drawer out and throw it out.
Just empty it into the bin.
Correct. So, of course, I think... Approximately 25 pens and texters.
Okay.
That's normal. 6 packs of, you know, those like little pocket tissue packs?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I never know where to put those in the house. Mm. I never know.
And you need those. So fine. Just somewhere where you can grab, you know, maybe send one of the kids off. They got a little runny nose. Hey, pop one of those in your bag. So get it. They're fine. Pens, tissues, completely fine. 2 screwdrivers.
Okay.
Just in case handyman Cameron needs to come to town and get to work. Two torches. Again, all fine. So good. I don't have a problem so far.
Yeah.
6 ribbons.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a ribbon bag.
Well, sports day. You never
know. Yeah. Oh, no.
Present your ribbons.
Yeah, present. The big long ones that you'll tie up. Again, do we really need them? But maybe I'm being a little bit picky there. So, okay. A bow tie.
Okay. Role play.
Yeah, again.
3 random rocks.
Okay.
Like rocks, sort of like golf ball size rocks.
Yeah. Sure,
that
ones.
Sort of thing. Yeah. Speaking of golf balls, 5 golf balls.
Oh, okay.
Are in this drawer. Okay. So we're getting a zinc stick. Well,
Look
at my complexion. Yeah. Yep. 4 sets of old school Apple headphones with the wires. They're just tangled and a mess.
Yeah.
They're tangled with the ribbons.
They're
one giant. You pick it all up and they all come up together.
Hate it.
A harmonica is in there.
Yep. Bring it in.
A glue stick.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. That's fine. A one-off US $1 note.
Okay.
So
I knew this would be international currency. When you said random money,
you got to keep that.
Yeah, you got to keep that just in case we go back to America and we might have to tip somebody. Yeah. You know, it's handy. A 1,000 Ugandan shilling note.
Okay.
Sitting in there. So at what point do you just... like scoop up the entire contents of the drawer and do you just throw it in the bin.
But then the thing is, you know, the week after you're going to be invited to a Ugandan party. And you're going to be like, God damn
it's, it's a wedding and you're supposed to have a gift. And you're
just, it's a thousand shillings.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Ma, what's your name? Mama, I'll guess. Mama, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess. It's my guess. The Parent Trap.
This is the game where we guess your parents' name and you win a prize.
Yeah, no hints. We must stress that.
No, we want to get it.
Just answer the question that we offer you, because if we do win it and we've had a hint, it doesn't taste as good, does it?
No.
Exactly. No, so we've got Stacey from Cryo on the line. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We're great. You want us to guess Dad's name?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start things off here. Stacey, does Dad like to cook or relax on Christmas Day?
Relax.
Okay.
Ooh, he's a relaxed
standard
guy.
Right. Male there.
Tommy?
All right. Does Dad like to watch cricket? I don't know. I didn't have a question. That was terrible.
That's all right.
You always go last. I was going to have... Anyway, does he
That's
watch cricket?
No, he's not a sports fan.
Not a sports fan.
Okay. Okay. If Dad was rocking up to, well, it's Christmas. Or no, let's say barbecue. All right, Stace. Would he be wearing like a band rock and roll sort of T-shirt or a like real colourful sort of Hawaiian shirt type thing?
Oh, rock and roll for sure.
Rock and roll. So okay. He likes to relax on Christmas Day. He's not a sports guy, and he's a rock and roll kind of dresser.
I think I've got it. I think I might have it.
Okay. Do you want to lead us off then?
No.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
There's an order.
There's an order to things, and it's...
That's why I was so thrown before, because I never go first or second.
Okay. Tony is your dad's name. Stacey?
No.
Oh,
you confused me so much just then.
Yeah, I know.
Because Tony's the next person we're talking to.
Oh.
So Tony is your dad's name. No. So you're asking him if his dad's name is Stacey.
No, I'm saying Stacey, your dad's name is Tony. And she said no.
No.
Tom?
Okay. No, you're next. Cameron, go on. This is how the order goes.
No, it doesn't. Tom.
Hey, Stace. Stace. Is dad's name Johnny or John?
No.
Not John, not Tony.
Stace, is dad's name Brian?
No.
What's dad's name?
Arthur.
Oh, I love the name Arthur.
Yeah, of course. Should have known. Sorry,
you should have known, Tommy.
It's okay.
Come on.
You leave with a prize and we don't get
all
anything.
Right, you did mention that Tony from Cryo is on the line as well. Tony, morning.
Is dad's name Stacey?
That's not, unfortunately.
Okay. Tony, you want us to guess mum's name, is that correct?
That's correct, mate.
All right, okay. Let's do this. Log, you can lead us off again.
So, Tony, Lady Gaga is touring this weekend. She's coming to Melbourne. Is mum the type of person that loves a bit of Lady Gaga?
Most certainly not.
Most certainly not.
Okay. Not a Gaga fan. Okay. Tom.
It's my turn. Is it my turn, guys?
Yes.
Okay. What's mum's specialty in the kitchen? Tone?
Lasagna or pear-jam soup?
Okay.
Peanut ham soup.
Yeah, I want to get invited round.
Okay.
Does mum love like a really good tearjerker sort of movie?
Most certainly does.
Okay.
Does. Okay.
So we've got not a Gaga fan, makes a wicked lasagna peanut ham soup, and loves a tearjerker movie. Tony, your mum's name is Debbie.
No, it's not.
Tony, your mum's name is Maria.
No, it's not.
Oh, wow, that makes it Jeannie.
What?
No, it's not.
What a waste. What a waste.
That is
guess.
The worst guess we've had this year, I reckon.
Jeannie. Oh, shit. Could have gone Jean. Yeah. Could have gone Jean. No. Specifically Jeannie.
Yeah, does she grant wishes?
Tony, what is it? What's mum's name?
Mum's name is Sharon.
Oh, Shazza. Should have known that. So sorry,
Tony. Sort of close.
Say g'day to Shaz for us. Yeah. All right, well, that's...
Let's go to news so I can bash these two.
Oh,
Genie.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.